This is Dakota Datebook for October 18th. Black patriots played an important role in the American Revolution, with about 5,000 African Americans serving the cause of independence. From the first shot at Lexington and Concord to the final shot at Yorktown, black recruits fought side by side with their white comrades. By the time of the Civil War, the American military was segregated, with nearly 200,000 African Americans serving in the Union Army and Navy. The armed forces remained segregated when the United States entered World War I. Nevertheless, African Americans supported the war effort, with about 350,000 serving in the American Expeditionary Force. 170 members of a black unit, the 369th Infantry, known as the Hellfighters from Harlem, were awarded the Croix de Guerre by the French for their bravery in combat. On this date, in 1917, it was announced that Adjutant General Frazier received instructions regarding North Dakota's African American troops. He was to move 1% of them to Fort Dodge in Iowa, where they would be joined by troops from other states to form a regiment. Frazier noted that only 74 had registered for the draft, and 14 of those were exempt. That left only 50 in uniform. After realizing he had only 50 uniformed men, Frazier expressed uncertainty about how to accomplish this task when 1% of 50 is half a man. The black troops who served their country honorably were recognized not only by the military, but also in the newspapers. They were always designated as colored troops. The United States military remained segregated throughout the war, with black troops routinely assigned to perform menial labor, such as transport and salvage, rather than serving in combat units. They faced discrimination and physical abuse from their white officers, and often lived in tents while white troops were housed in barracks. Almost 400,000 African Americans served in the armed forces during World War I. While most were assigned menial duties, some did see combat. One newspaper article reported that their glorious fighting record gives them rights to the benefits of full citizenship, although that recognition came slowly. The military remained segregated through World War II, and President Truman signed Executive Order 9981 in 1948, finally desegregating the United States Armed Forces. This decision became an inspiration for the growing civil rights movement. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.